This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption.
Wow.
Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, it's high noon Central Time, Texas time. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. And I'll be here on the air. It is surreal to know that we have memories. You remember them saying they were surveilling Trump and his people, and they had all the evidence, they had the transcripts, and then Trump said, that's illegal to leak that. And then, but, oh, we don't, actually, well, we have transcripts, but there's no evidence you're Russian, so let's just not worry about that for a minute. And then he goes, yeah, and you're wiretapping me. And they go, oh, no, no, no. This is such a big deal. And then every news channel is, boy, Trump got caught. He's an idiot. Everybody knows nobody's getting listened to in America. Look at Conway. She says appliances are listening to you. That's only been in about 5,000 newspapers over the years. Of course, we broke it. Yes, InfoWars first broke it 12 years ago. We're on record. In fact, they even say, look at the crazy Alex Jones. He was the first one to say this. Yeah, because Google put out an internal press release to its stockholders about how they were listening to folks in their houses and creating a database of the text, creating a text document, and then selling advertising, targeting you specifically off what's going on in your house. Wow. And so here we are, though. Trump's this big idiot, according to them. Dr. Corsi, we're going to hold you over a little bit. This is a short segment. What do you make, though, of this just mass attempt? They're clearly going after him, saying it's impeachable and all this other crap. What should the president do? Do you agree he should get on the offense? Sessions is starting to clear out the Justice Department. It's not political. These are criminals coming after him. They've committed illegal spying. They've done all these horrible things. They're trying to destroy him. I mean, the president has got to go after him.
Got to go after them. I mean, President Trump has got to make it clear that he knows he's been under surveillance, and the proof is in this database, this Operation Dragnet database. He's got to go and help Sheriff Arpaio get a hearing with the Justice Department before they criminally convict him of contempt in a trial that the DOJ did, again, illegal interfering, judge tampering.
Talk about a mistrial by every law out there now. It's got to be a new trial.
It's got to be a new trial. And the people in the Department of Justice, including Tom Perez, who's head of the DNC, former La Raza, needs to be brought to justice. He was so determined to convict Arpaio that they had the NSA, the DOJ, wiretap the judge while they were calling the judge and talking to the judge during the trial, working and behind the scenes to have all the emails captured, the NSA, the IP addresses, Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, wiretapping Arpaio's home phone and his cell phone during the trial. This department, what kind of a Department of Justice and NSA, what kind of a government is this?
And again, another contractor that's involved with the telecoms and NSA brought all this to him 2 years ago. The detective's coming on. This has even been brought up, and they don't care. They're just moving forward, even though they have the evidence, the numbers, how they did it all. Incredible.
With their own lying narrative, their own mem, their own, you know, well, Obama never ordered. Well, of course he didn't order. The law says he couldn't order any more than Nixon ordered wiretap.
They're playing legalese games.
Yeah, I did not have sex with that woman. You know, that's one of those games.
Yeah, because fellatio isn't the act of coitus.
Sex. So if he, yeah, exactly. And that's the distinctions they're trying to draw. And so if you say to Comey, well, you know, was Trump ever wiretapped? Oh, yeah, well, yes, of course, but you didn't ask me that question. That's the kind of nonsense, you know, and that's the complete corruption at the heart of the FBI, at the heart of Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch's Department of Justice.
The total arrogance that she would sit there and meet on an airplane with Bill Clinton during a criminal investigation, it just shows the wantonness. So if Trump just does his duty, if Sessions just does his duty, then these people are going to be in big trouble. Let's talk about how that plays out with Detective Zulo. Straight ahead. Stay with us a little bit more. Doc, I know you have some more stories to work on. Infowars.com. That's our Washington Bureau chief right there.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the second hour. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to shift gears and get into the big news. It's up on Infowars.com. Global war approaches. North Korea warns, if a single bullet is fired, we will take matters in our own hands and will nuke the United States of America. And they've got nuclear weapons thanks to our government giving it to them. I haven't gotten to this yet, and I don't like to celebrate people's deaths, but I got to tell you, he was evil. Globalist David Rockefeller, dead at 101. And I'll give it to him. Nobody in the family ever made it past 100. Not John D. the First, none of them. Now, of course, he's getting a really important phone call right now, so he can take his time. We'll go back to him in a moment. We've got Mike Zulo that we're getting lined up via Skype as well, but we're going to be getting into all this news and more. Every day I see so many stories, I can't keep track of it, more than 15 or so, conservative, where Muslims are beating people up in Europe for drinking beer at outdoor cafes or eating ham or eating pizza with sausage on it. Here's another one today. Muslim gang attacks Danish couple for eating ham on pizza. I mean, it's just getting crazier and crazier. We also have more clips where Congressman Nunes, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, says, We've had months to look at these records and everything, the metadata, the surveillance, and there's nothing. There's no Russian connection to Trump. But how do you have data if he wasn't being surveilled? They don't call it wiretapping. That's an arcane term to go into a copper wire. So they've been playing games with all of that. This is such a big deal, though, the second part of the series that Dr. Corsi put up today, published at InfoWars.com. NSA document proves surveillance of Donald Trump and his family. Bombshell discovery shows targets of NSA Project Dragnet. Here's a Larry Klayman article. That's the guy that founded Judicial Watch at Newsmax. Nunes must ask FBI, that's the House Intelligence Committee head again, must ask FBI's Comey about Montgomery mass surveillance case. And that's the case given to Arpaio that the feds haven't denied, with the 47 hard drives, over 60 million pages of information. Much bigger than Snowden. I mean, this is the super Snowden. The super Snowden leaks show Obama spied on Trump, Alex Jones, Sheriff Arpaio. It's all there. How sensational. Drudge, the biggest news site in the world, rated the second biggest website in the world, period, has had this link since yesterday at 4 o'clock. Guy's search engine, Alex Jones, click Google, or search engine NSA, whatever. As of showtime, I've seen nothing on this. I've never seen that. Total blackout. They don't know how to respond. Let me tell you, these phone numbers, these private phone numbers, his private apartment at Mar-a-Lago and all that, these are the numbers. My old cell phone number nobody had, that's real. My old private office, that's real. All these numbers, real. This is real. They already know that. That's why they're so scared. They're running around saying to the whole world, Trump's insane, no one ever surveilled you, when they were in the news four times, one writer, Matthew Rosenberg, the week of the inauguration, saying we have the surveillance, we have the transcripts, we have Trump, we have Roger Stone, we have General Flynn, and all they have is General Flynn on the phone with the Russians lining up a phone call, and the House says, no, that's bull. We have all the headlines, wiretap data. We can show it to you all day long. Then they go on CNN Thursday and say, I'm crazy, or Friday. None of this is real. None of this is happening. Alex Jones made this up. Alex Jones made this up. They also say I'm a flat earther. I've debunked all that crap. But that's what they do, folks. They make up things I've never said. Straw man. It's like they say Donald Trump doesn't like Hispanics. Totally made up. Now, I want to go to Detective Zulo, who is just a great patriot, done so much work on the cold case posse and also his work in New Jersey, but he doesn't want any thanks. He wants to stop this, and they're trying to put Arpaio in prison right now, as you know. And that's the second part of this bombshell report. It's up on InfoWars.com. It needs to go out everywhere. Obama's NSA illegally spied on Sheriff Arpaio's prosecution. Total and complete discovery shows targets of NSA's Project Dragnet. And now Stone says he has info on something called Sidewinder. So what's going to happen is, folks, Trump's going to strike back, and so are patriots in the government. So just get ready. They want to play hardball with all this made-up crap and claim they're surveilling. And Trump goes, okay, well, to leak that you're surveilling is illegal. Oh, no, we never surveilled. And then play that game. It's not going to work. So I want to ask Mike Zulo what he thinks about all this, working this case for so long, and what his gut tells him is going on here. Because it's like total lies from them, totally crazy. This is such amazing news, and it's not like we need MSM to pick this up for it to be big. Normally, they ridicule and twist everything we say. I mean, we're talking 100 articles a day attacking us, zero on this. That shows how scared they are. They're running scared. Mike?
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, friend. Thanks for coming on. What an amazing time to be alive.
Yeah, you could. I guess you could look at it like that. You know, to put it in a nutshell, to address the question you just asked, we really don't know what is going on. We know that we made every endeavor to bring Mr. Montgomery, his information, to federal authorities. Like I said earlier, we contacted Larry Klayman for his assistance, and under the direction of Sheriff Arpaio, we brought Mr. Montgomery to Judge Royce Lamberth, who used to be the head of the FISA court. Judge Lamberth was the FISA judge that authorized the Bin Laden wiretaps in his living room at 3 o'clock in the morning. And we got him there. The dilemma was, for all involved is where do we go with this? Mr. Montgomery, during his tenure as a contractor, the FBI, and this is in court documents, had illegally executed a search warrant on his home with fabricated affidavits to a judge. And that was all bared out in a trial. He did not, for obvious reasons, trust the FBI or want to work with the FBI. That posed a problem for us because the only other place we could have gone to at that time would have been the Department of Justice. And I believe at that time it was still Eric Holder. That was a problem. We didn't know where to take it. As this unfolded, Larry Klayman was successful in persuading Mr. Montgomery to talk to the FBI, which he did. My understanding, you'll have to clarify this with Larry, is Mr. Montgomery brought in a sampling of some documentation that the FBI vetted. In return, they contacted him and gave him what is known as production immunity. And he brought in, I believe it was like 600 million records. He provided them that information. Some time goes by, and they call him back, and they now gave him testimonial immunity.
That's right. It's reported 47 hard drives, 60 million pages of information. I mean, this is just unbelievable. This is way bigger than anything WikiLeaks or Snowden ever had. And now we're checking the data. It's all real. There's no way this guy had this. These are real databases.
Well, and you know, that's the perplexing part of all of this. This was exposed in a civil proceeding as a side issue. It was put out there in the public. Information that was gathered was turned over to plaintiff's attorneys. It was turned over in open court. It was put on big
By the way,
monitors.
I was just corrected. I apologize, Detective. It was 600 million. Excuse me, 600 million. I misspoke. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was put out there for the world to see. The documentation you have now was actually leaked by ACLU attorneys to the press out here in Phoenix, one particular left hard-leaning publication. I had recorded conversations with Mr. Montgomery in our very first meetings with him because we didn't know him. We didn't know if he was even real. And they leaked that information. And when the ACLU attorney stood up in federal court and said she did it, there was not even an admonishment. Nobody seemed to care.
Wow.
This information was turned over at that point in time. My understanding is Mr. Montgomery brought information that he did not share with us. And I want your audience to understand what we were trying to accomplish. We were not looking for classified information. What we were trying to do was validate some of the claims of Montgomery through the civilian side of this. In other words, you claim you have this civilian information. Let us vet it. Let us find out.
So you spot check different info randomly that he obviously, you know, can't just go and guess what you're going to spot check. And what'd you find?
The personal information on a lot of the 151,000 people was absolutely correct, although none of them can identify the bank accounts that were alleged to be theirs. That gets to be very interesting because those bank accounts, it is suspected that they are actually fraudulent transactions. Every one of those bank accounts had accounts in it with high speculative real estate, gas and oil, stock plays.
So we're talking about a lot of derivative, speculative things being done in other people's names.
Correct. That's all been turned over. Everything involving this case has been turned over. And for 2 years now, since Mr. Klayman brought him to the federal authorities, the FBI, we have heard nothing. Nobody has said that this information is garbage, and nobody has said it's creditable. So we don't know, as within our jurisdictional powers, we don't have the jurisdiction to further this. This had to be done on a federal level, and that's where it stands today. What's bringing this to the forefront now is the fact that a lot of stuff that Mr. Montgomery told us, and you have to understand, there are conversations that take place. Mr. Montgomery had alerted us to things, and I gave you one highlight yesterday of the attorney-client privilege breach that Mr. Snowden did not release for about 3 or 4 months after Mr. Montgomery alerted us to this, that start to manifest in the news. And now today we're seeing a lot of information come out in the news, things that Montgomery told us were going on.
Sure. Why did Montgomery come to you?
You know, he tried to become a whistleblower. I believe, I could be wrong on the count, it was about a dozen times. He brought all the correspondence that he tried to go forward with this. And he was shut down at every turn. And Mr. Montgomery.
Sure, and I mean, and it sounds like this is when Snowden had first been coming out a few years ago. So did I, probably all that probably added to him wanting to then get it out.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did. You know, Dennis tried to bring the information forward. He could not. When Sheriff Arpaio saw the 151,000 names, he became alarmed because those are 151,000 citizens, let alone his own information is in there. But that wasn't really what was motivating him. There are 151,000 citizens, and this is an identity theft case at the very least. So it needed to be investigated.
But then you look at the names, the numbers are matching up, and it's surveillance files. And then you look, Dragnet's an admitted program that was going on that did just this, and it's in the London Guardian, it's in AP, it's in the EFF Foundation. I mean, this is super creepy. And again, I talked to Roger because I know three of Trump's numbers, and then I was, well, a while back, actually got Trump's apartment number, but he's like, yeah, call him. I never had the nerve to do it. I just left it alone when he's in Mar-a-Lago. But that's the number in there, too, to Trump's apartment. I mean, let me tell you, your guy didn't have Trump's apartment number. I mean, this is real.
No, Alex, you know, the information is so voluminous, and a lot of that information does bear out to be correct, that you really have to start to wonder, how did any one human being get this unless they were doing something with use of very high-powered, sophisticated computer apparatus?
Well, what did he tell you he was doing in it, or did he not want to incriminate himself?
Well, I don't want to go into too much of what he said.
You said it was similar, though, a contractor like Snowden.
Actually, Mr. Montgomery, and this is public, Mr. Montgomery was a contractor who developed the hacking software that could penetrate firewalls of computers, breach them, take over as the administrator, and remain undetected for about an hour and a half and download whatever they
want. Ghosting him.
And that's my understanding.
Wow. Well, he's, I mean, tell you, these records, and it's from federal databases and matches up with the people we know that have seen this stuff. This is a program. And however he got it, this is going on. And the fact that Trump's in here, I mean, we've got him right there.
But, Alex, you know, the troubling part is this was bore out in a federal proceeding. This is
That's crazy. Like it's no big deal. Talk about that.
No, it's like it's no big deal. It's like the motive here was to simply discredit the whole investigation and discredit Montgomery. That seems to be the motive. And look, Montgomery, for whatever people want to say about him, this is how I described it to Dr. Corsi earlier today. You could be the biggest financial con man in the world. Everything about you could be a lie. Everything you say could be a lie. But at the end of the day, you know what? You still have a real check in your pocket because you got it from someplace. So the
you judge a tree by its fruits.
Yes. So instead of focusing so much on Montgomery and his character or lack thereof, which is the government had planted stories, which is it's very clear to see that they did, to discredit him.
I mean, listen, they had last week, they had Alec Baldwin get up and say Alex Jones doesn't like black people on Saturday Night Live to discredit me. I never said that. That's the level they go to discredit people they're scared of.
Well, and the fact is this information would validate Montgomery's claims. Everything about Montgomery, everything else about Mr. Montgomery is in the periphery as far as I'm concerned, because you can take the information. If the information is valid, 80, 90, 100%, 20%, 30%, then the question becomes, how could you acquire this?
Well, and let's go there in a moment. And of course, he's riding the shotgun with us. He can pop in whenever he wants. Again, Mike Zullo, the hero, a detective of the cold case posse, the head of that just tirelessly donated his years of work to this country. It's amazing. I mean, because other folks need to make these sacrifices. Without Mike, we'd be in even greater trouble. But again, we have to ask, now that we have this info, what do we do with it? Exactly. They always change the subject about WikiLeaks on to Julian Assange or on to somebody else instead of, it doesn't matter. They admit this is real, this criminal activity. Fine. Just like William Binney, you know, the former head of the NSA, said here on air. Okay, fine. Charge Snowden with something, but let's charge people 1,000 times worse with all the massive crimes going on here that have been proven. They distract off on, okay, who's this guy? Oh, they planted a story. Doesn't matter. The stuff's real, or almost all of it's real. What are you going to do? Because these databases get corrupted, obviously. What are you going to do with this? What are you going to do with this information? Stop changing the subject. And I think that's what you're getting at, Mike.
That is what I'm getting at, and I want to make a big distinction between Montgomery and Snowden. Montgomery didn't flee the country. Montgomery has been petitioning to sit and tell somebody what has gone on. He has been trying.
Which is what you're supposed to do under law.
Well, you know, Alex, it's like I don't even understand my country anymore. None of this makes any sense. It's pretty bad when a law enforcement officer the caliber of Sheriff Arpaio, a former federal agent, a sitting judge, are in a dilemma as to where do we go? Because this has gone silent. And, you know, silence usually tells you a lot. You interview someone, a suspect, and you don't get a direct answer or a lot of big pause, a lot of silence. Well, you kind of know the answer you're going to get next is going to be a lie. So you look at this and you say, wow, everybody wants to be quiet about this. Everybody who just wants to sweep this guy under the rug. And look, I am not an advocate for Dennis Montgomery. I know the amount of time and effort Detective Mackowitz and I put into this. I know the time and effort the sheriff has put into this. I know the time and effort Larry Klayman has put into this. And all we're asking is, please, look at this and let us know, is this true? Because if this is true, our problems are far greater than anybody.
And let's not forget, Larry Klayman is the guy that got the big ruling against the NSA that stopped it for 3 years. Another incredible hero, and all he gets is demonized. And we should, nobody wants credit. That's the funny thing about Klayman or you or anybody. But I was asking you how people help you. You're like, nothing. I'm just donating my time. I'm just doing it. It's just crazy to know there's people like you and Klayman and others out there. I want the audience to understand. I don't want to get into this because it just gives the enemy, you know, what they want. But let me tell you, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. They are royal pissed. All hell's been breaking loose around here since last week. I'm too busy just doing the show and working every day to pay attention. I see the story. Our reports are coming out. Others are coming. We just put them out and we know they're true. But believe me, folks, we could not be here next week. That's how dangerous this is. Stone could be dead. They're trying to kill him right now. They don't want him testifying. They want to make him the bad guy and kill him. And I don't want to just get into it all because it's over the top, okay? It's like a spy movie. People want Americans to stand up and fight. We're here doing it, okay? And I'm not doing it because I'm some hero. I'm not going to be a slave of these globalist criminals. My instinct is to fight them. Just know this. Trump is up against stuff far worse than the election now. You want men to fight and women to fight? We're doing it. And what we need you to do is to pray for us and to get these articles and information out to local talk show hosts, local papers, anybody that's honest, to look at this and to do something about it. Because if they can get away with this, the sky's the limit. I mean, listen, they're so arrogant, folks. They had the CIA director 2 days before Trump fired him tell him on TV, the president-elect needs to watch his mouth like a gangster. Mike, and I've got Corsi here, too. Corsi's polite, but if he's got other points. But, Mike, other points that are important.
Well, I think, Alex, the other thing that is really, really scary in this whole thing is it appears to me that our federal government, what we recognize as our federal government,
is rogue,
is powerless to stop this.
Trump's in there and Sessions is in there, and they're all in mutiny against him, doing whatever they want.
Well, and there are good people in the CIA,
absolutely,
and the NSA, and the FBI. And, you know, we don't have whistleblower protection laws that truly protect these people. You know, we don't have any way to have people come forward when this kind of activity is going on because they're going to be publicly destroyed. They're going to be destroyed for their life, and these people can't come forward. So, look, we have patriots in the NSA, CIA. My hat is off to those guys. They do stuff.
Sure, the media always acts like we're saying they're all criminals when we bash the high level.
We're not.
They call it controller level crime. It's the top people.
That's what it appears to be. And there are rogue entities within there that are doing this. Go ahead, Jerry. Do you want to say something?
I want to say, look, I've worked with Mike now for since 2011. We worked together.
We have too.
And I want to say that Mike's as honest as they come. He does not want to be doing this. I mean, we've been working on this for days and actually a couple of weeks. And Mike, it's like, you know, pulling teeth. He has other things to do. He's not even in the sheriff's office anymore. He has a life to lead and, you know, family to take care of. He doesn't need to be doing this. And it takes great courage for him to do it. I'm telling you, Mike speaks the truth. It's carefully put together. He's not going to tell you something is so.
Sure, the audience knows that, Dr. Corsi. So what do we do? What do we do with this? This is bombshell. Just on our pile, it's over the top. With Trump, it's over the top.
What I want to do, where I'm, you know, we've got to understand that Sheriff Arpaio has the potential here to go to, you know, prison, to go to jail for 6 months on a trumped-up charge where the...
And if they can get him, they can get us all.
And we've got to come to his defense. We've got to demand that Attorney General Sessions look at the malfeasance, the misbehavior, the criminal activity of Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch and Tom Perez in rigging a prosecution, judge tampering, illegal electronic.
Well, let's talk about what we do with that and the Trump thing. If you can both do 5 minutes apiece, when we come back, we'll let Mike get out of here. We'll give Mike with 5 minutes, final statement on this other break. Then Dr. Corsi, I'm the shift gears in North Korea, threatening to nuke Japan and South Korea. I mean, it's just, it's unprecedented that they're actually been loading the missiles. And World War III can break out any minute, too. This is a crazy time to be alive, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, baby? Ladies and gentlemen, as scary as all this is, I'm not up here doing this hysteria. I always knew when the media would say, oh, look at Jones as fear-monger, or people would also accuse me on the internet, I was trying to scare folks, not be politically involved, tell them how dangerous all this is. But those people don't count. They're going to be scared of their own shadow. God bless them. I'm looking for people that want to hear about the real stuff that's going on to then organize against it. We've done that all over the world. Nationalism's coming back. The family's coming back. Christianity's starting to come back. Good things are happening. But the politicos and the corrupt elites that want monopolies, they are coming down with both feet against nationalists everywhere. Now, I could see globalism if nations worked together and it was some type of agreement. This is like worldwide tyranny. We've got big developments on that front coming up with the new head of the globalists. That's definitely, definitely Bill Gates. David Rockefeller died, of course, yesterday. We're going to talk about that. But the new head kingpin is Bill Gates. I've made a study of it, and he's the head guy right now. In fact, I mean, there's some big rich families that meet with him, admittedly, in secret meetings in New York and London. That's come out even in Associated Press, AP. We reported it in Endgame before it was in the news. We had our sources, but it's beyond Bilderberg. And I've talked to folks that are in those meetings at Bilderberg, their own assistants. You wonder, why would their own assistants come out against someone that's so dangerous? Because they, you know, sometimes they kill them. When you hear the type of crap they're talking about in these meetings, I mean, if Bill Gates says he wants to get rid of 80% of the world population on PBS, what do you think he says in a secret meeting with 150 other world leaders? And their brainwashing is so bad that some of the public are like, well, there are too many of us. Well, then you kill yourself first. Don't cut food off the Africans or put crap in the vaccines. So that's all coming up here in just a few minutes. Mike, I want you to have a chance, and also Dr. Corsi, you know, to have a chance. But Mike Zullo, again, the former head of the Cole case posse for Sheriff Arpaio, that Soros, again, the usual suspects, Soros is number two guy, put all their money, you know, what was it, 30-something million against, and all these attacks on other sheriffs, like Clark up in Milwaukee. I mean, it is just incredible, these foreign influences, these multinationals, what they're doing. And just recapping how this ties together with your whistleblower on Arpaio being surveilled, all the records, it all matches up on what's happening with Trump, and then the fact that, yes, the NSA was spying on him. Show bombshell. What else should we impart to the viewers and listeners?
Well, on Sheriff Arpaio's account, if the timeline, and I'm going by memory, so I'm not going to give you dates, but my understanding is this alleged wiretapping, and you have to understand, I have to say alleged because we can't verify it, but the alleged wiretapping...
Just like you see a duck swimming around in a pond, but you haven't gotten it for DNA testing, you can't say that's a duck. You know, it looks like a mallard, has a green head, it's got orange feet, it's eating moss off the bottom, it's swimming around, but we think it's a duck.
Correct. And this is when they were pursuing Sheriff Arpaio under a criminal charge. That criminal case was dropped. And at the same time, the individuals that were propelling that case moved over to a private law firm. And then out of the clear blue, a civil proceeding ensued. Now, my understanding is that during that criminal case, Sheriff Arpaio's attorneys requested from the DOJ their discovery, and they were told point blank, you are the discovery, you're not getting anything. But then they dropped the case. And you have to ask yourself why. Was it possibly because they were up on the phones and they couldn't disclose they were up on the phones? I mean, nobody knows. And the civil thing is really nothing more than a doorway under the old administration to gain entrance into sheriff's offices, law enforcement offices, and federally control them. That was the goal. And now you have Jeff Sessions is coming out saying, we're not going to do that anymore. You have Donald Trump trying to reinstitute the same activities conducted by regular law enforcement, given authority by the federal government to conduct, that were taken away by the Obama administration.
Let's be clear, Mike Zullo, Cold Case Posse, head detective and was active until this year. This is so bombshell. It's admitted that the feds, some good, some bad, are using spying on local police so criminal networks and the feds can run their operations. So they can also corrupt police, take control. It destroys the separation of powers. Trump is announcing, his attorney general is announcing, we're ending that. In fact, we're going to share lawfully obtained information to go after criminals. That's why they're so pissed. It's why the entire surveillance federal grid is now lining up against Trump, because he's taking their ill-gotten, unconstitutional power away. Like you said, we're going to transfer the power back to the people and back to the states in that inaugural address. He's doing it, so they're running around like a bunch of Linda Blairs out of control.
Well, and Alex, this goes to morality. The biggest problem here is, look, this technology is wonderful and it could have very great assets to law enforcement if it is used in a moral and just fashion. And it's not. And the unsuspecting public just want to believe that their law enforcement agencies, especially the federal agencies, are of that moral standard. Well, that's not happening anymore. That's what makes this so, so dangerous for the average citizen.
Imagine giving Obama and all these corrupt haters the power of almost God for omnipresent surveillance. They've had it. Now they want to say Trump's a liar when he talks about it?
Well, parallel construction would afford them an opportunity to literally gin up a charge against you. And I want your listeners to understand something else. I was reading this not too long ago. My understanding now is there is computer software that takes voice imprints of your voice, and you could literally have an undetected altered conversation take place that you weren't even party to.
Oh, that, yeah, absolutely. They've had software for a decade that could do perfect video and audio. Now it's publicly available to the public and can break voice prints now. So that's why they're having to start getting rid of voice prompts, because it can break those. Oh, it's absolutely. Exactly. Think of this power, and it's in the new Vault 7 leaks. What is it? 7,000 pages. They admit that CIA real documents. That they were planting stuff on the Russians to blame them, doing hacks with their software. Well, they're doing it to citizens as well.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it is very alarming, very concerning, and nobody is safe. Look, I personally don't really care. You know what I mean? You knock yourself out. But that's not the point. The point is what can be done with this? What can be done to destroy you? What can be done to blackmail you?
Oh, this happened to me 2 weeks ago. Stephen Colbert played a clip, and you can watch it in the clip. If they just edited one word out and blipped it on the internet, I said, I don't hate gays. And it says, I hate gays. I mean, that's, they're already doing it. That's what I mean. It's like, what do you call the criminal lawless arrogance when it finally builds, like a serial killer will kill their first 5, 6, 7 people and be real careful. Then they start getting reckless and they really want to get reckless. Then they start sending letters to the cops. It's like they're thumbing their noses at us in the criminology. I mean, you're an expert on that. What do you say about that?
It's because they believe they are above it all. And now they take our statutes and they hide behind our statutes to protect the program, protect the information. There's no oversight. That's the issue. There are special programs, I've come to learn, special access programs that are even out of the purview of Congress. Well, who is issuing the oversight? Who's running these programs, and then how do you know what they're doing with these programs?
It's Pandora's box.
It's Orwellian isn't even the word anymore. I don't even know what you call this. But in the wrong hands, it is a weapon that's worse than a nuclear warhead, because in a nuclear warhead, you're dead. You're going to have to live with whatever these people do to you. So this is a problem. It's huge, and it's something that our, quote, government, our elected officials, really need to rein in and control to some extent.
And then they're spying on Judge Arpaio during his court case. They're spying on Trump, going back, you know, to the first year of Obama and beyond. It is just insane. Well, Mike, thank you so much for all you've done. If any other whistleblowers or folks want to contact you, I know you probably don't want more work to do, doing this on your own, but I've met you. You've been here. You're a great guy. And I got to tell you, listen, as bad as it gets, I think we're starting to turn the corner. So, you know, I'm going to give people a pep talk. And by the way, I won't do a pep talk if there isn't reasons to have a pep talk. I see a lot of positive things happening. And, you know, we're pulling teeth here. We're digging out a bunch of entitled, out of control social engineers, a bunch of leftists who run this. And they're just out to play God. And no wonder they're so arrogant. But, you know, they're not so arrogant now. They're starting to get the fear of God in them, Mike.
Well, Alex, thank you for everything that you do. You, Drudge, WND, others out there, because we don't have a voice. The blackout that you talked about, it is exactly what they are doing. If they don't report it, it never happens. So thank you.
Thank you. Please, we're in this together. We're all got families. We're in this together. God bless you. Thank you, Mike.
You too, brother.
Dr. Corsi, I know you got to get and write some more articles. Great job. I know you're getting amazing input from the White House, too, on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Obama's deal. And now it's $260-something million we've learned. I mean, and your articles are all so powerful, and either from high-level leaks or the White House, you're pointing out what needs to be looked at. Notice, everything you write for us, everything else we write gets picked up in the news. Everything you write, you get total blacklist, which shows you are really on target, my friend. So I want to thank you and thank Drudge and everybody else, because we are in this together. But thank God for Drudge. I don't know how they're going to ignore. Let's put DrudgeReport.com up. I think it's still the middle column. It's been up since 4 o'clock yesterday or 5 o'clock. How in the hell could they ignore the top link on Drudge for almost a day? I mean, they cover everything he links to. They are must be crapping their britches right now.
Well, I think, Alex, the key point is another point that Mike Sulu said, and that is Mike has been out with this information. He's been begging for it to be proven wrong.
I mean, bring it to the feds. They ignore it. So finally it's on Drudge.
And what we've got to do and what we're doing, and millions of Americans are paying attention because they're not listening anymore to the mainstream media, not listening to, you know, Comey, who looks about as phony as you can get, saying, you know, there's no evidence that Obama wiretapped, you know, ordered the wiretap. It's always very carefully worded. And in fact, they're just presenting a Watergate defense. They know, and this Arpaio information was presented in federal court. I think it's 100% authentic. It's never been repudiated by the federal government. And what it shows is that, you know, the federal government decided.
And we knew Project Dragnet was admitted and going on. That's in the news. This is Dragnet database.
It's 100% authentic. And I think still continuing. I don't think they ever quit.
And Project 600 million pages of it.
Yeah.
Obviously, I can't show this. It's people's home addresses and bank card numbers.
We're not releasing the database. What we're going to say is we'll be happy to release the database, the Department of Justice or to the White House or to Congress, to official channels.
Yeah, National Press Club with the Attorney General there, and you hand them the hard drives. I mean, let's just get out in the open. They're saying the surveillance state isn't happening. And how aren't they crazy, Doc, to admit they're surveilling the president and say they're not and say he's crazy? Don't they know? Or are they hoping he's going to bring out classified info when he's already accused them of that?
They want to discredit Trump before he has the opportunity to reveal all this. What you've got is the Department of Justice under Holder and Lynch saying they could prosecute a sheriff, they could rig the trial, they could wiretap, they could judge tamper, get away with it, and one way or the other find a way to put him in jail. Now, if that's the standard of justice in the United States of America, we're all in danger because that's targeting using all these effective tools of, you know, surveillance, lying about it, illegally, unconstitutionally using them. And then if the president dares put it out or mention it, then they discredit the president.
Sure.
It's the deep state being in charge.
Let's back off of this for a minute. Our government has been sold out to the communist Chinese. I mean, I don't just say that. I told people 6 years ago they were buying up Hollywood. Now it's all over the news. All the intelligence ops I know, high-level people, you name it, China, 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 it's the threat. Trump knows that. Nothing against the Chinese people, the horrible communist Chinese that rule them, not Russia. Russia is not the issue. Radical Islam and China are the issues. China, quite frankly, worse than radical Islam. As a total threat, they're threatening to nuke the United States and their own peoples daily. North Korea has never been more belligerent, threatening to load missiles with atomic bombs to hit Seoul, South Korea, or Tokyo, Japan. Tillerson has said, they load those missiles, we've got to hit them. We've got cruise missiles 5 minutes off the coast, supersonic, you know, Mach 7, ready to Mach 7 that's classified above that word is they got like Mach 12. And so they can take them out in a matter of 60 seconds, probably. They load those missiles. The world's never been in a more crazy position before Trump got in. But the elite seems to be accelerating it to stop nationalism like some world war will save them. What the hell's going on here?
Well, the left is losing. The globalists are losing. And they're desperate to destroy Trump, which they're trying to do with this Russian nonsense. They're trying to do with that he wasn't wiretapped. What we're doing is we're showing the evidence. Yeah, Trump was under surveillance since 2004.
Sure, so what do we do to rally around him and stop them now? Pelosi doesn't even know who's president. Maxine Waters thinks Russia invaded Korea. We can't let these lunatics destroy us.
We have to demand, and I want to start with demanding, that Sheriff Arpaio get a new trial, that he gets the Department of Justice gets involved. We've got to have Congress involved. Sheriff Arpaio is willing to go to Washington to meet with Congress, to meet with Sessions, to meet with the president, to meet with anyone.
And there should be a press conference of this poor guy got surveilled and then drag all these prosecutors and people in.
Right, and show that, I mean, this was criminal activity behind Holder, Loretta Lynch, Tom Perez. You know, now he's just going off of being head of the DNC.
Yeah, I've never talked about this because it just gets too crazy, but there have been federal court cases and stuff where people are being surveilled, so they're being surveilled while they're talking to me, but then it's in the file that I'm under surveillance as well, and I get sent this stuff from lawyers in the cases, and I'm just too busy to even mess with it, but it's real stuff. I mean, I've already seen all this NSA surveillance on me for years.
But you're in the file. We showed you your records.
Of course I'm being watched and listened to, but exactly, but yeah.
And, you know, this is the point, is that they lie, to the NSA, the CIA lie, because they know, you know, you're going to believe them. The average person's going to believe Comey. They're going to believe Clapper. They're going to believe, because they wouldn't think these people would lie. These people are the best liars, and they parse everything they say. So it's, you know, precise.
It's all legalese. It's all legal games.
Millions of Americans who have been under electronic surveillance since at least 2004.
Sure, sure. I've got to jump here. I want you to get back to work. Great job. Of course, he's setting up our D.C. Bureau there, formerly WorldNet Daily. But let me just ask you this. In gut level, I think they're failing. I think they're going to get even more panicked. They're really doing some desperate stuff. They caught a guy saying he was testing to get a bomb into the White House. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. I just want listeners to understand, words can't describe how dangerous and over the top everything is right now. Dr. Corsi, how would you call the timing we're here in historically right now?
Well, I think this is, you know, a critical test. It's a war, and we're close to winning, which means that, you know, the left, the globalists, are going to pull out all stops running for the finish line. And they're going to discredit everybody, anybody who tries to tell the truth.
A lot of Hail Marys.
Vicious. It's going to be vicious. And it's going to be vicious in the courts. It's going to be vicious. But I think the American people, as we've proven in this last election, and I continue to...
They're awake.
And are more awake every day. Because, you know, they see... the average person knows when they're being lied to. And this, you know, government... And Obama's government, they've got to root just about everybody out of the current government to get rid of them. And then half of them will try to get hired back again, which is also the problem.
Yeah, it's a bunch of entitled, spoiled, rotten criminals who have to understand we're never giving up, and they're going down. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. All right, the nuclear war news straight ahead.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings, because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a rock star. take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Global is David Rockefeller, dead at 101. Kit Daniels, Infowars.com. Isn't it apropos, fitting that Trump's cutting the funding 50% of the UN, kicking the globalists out, not letting them sit there and suck off the American people. Not as he starts to kill the UN that David Rockefeller literally created. Oh, yeah, his family. He was the head guy that he dies. It is certainly an omen, is it not? A fitting omen of their misfortune and their failure. Like Hillary denying she was falling down, the next day falls down on TV there on 9/11. Globalists freak out over Trump's proposed UN cuts, Infowars.com. I was watching during the break the live hearings, and they had these different Democratic Congress people going, is Russia our enemy? Yes, they are. And I find it interesting that Roger Stone and Manafort were hired for their Russian connections and fired for them. Manafort and them worked for the Republicans since Nixon, and the ones that introduced Trump to Nixon and then Reagan. But see, they've now made them Russians in the news. Because Manafort did some stuff for Ukraine. Did it in Latin American countries, too. I'm trying to, by the way, bring Ukraine into the EU, by the way. Just like Trump just... So we can use our coal and gas prices on natural gas plummeted, which actually hurts Russia. And he's not trying to hurt Russia. Just sorry, America first. But you look at these traitors, these pieces of crap in Congress, the cowardly Republicans, the sellout Democrats, all they're playing along, all the guys in their military outfits, all these yes-men generals. And they're up there when they work for the foreign globalist power that's hijacked this country, acting like Trump's the enemy and acting like Trump's the problem. When they're the ones that gave North Korea the weapons, when they're the ones that sold us out to Islam, when they're the ones that sold us out to communist China and our jobs. And then here comes a guy trying to be decent, and they run around saying he's a foreign agent. When Hillary was on the communist Chinese payroll publicly, it's incredible. With this world being so unstable, if they bring down Trump, which they're trying to do, they're trying to demonize him before they kill him. You need high-quality, storable foods. I know I've increased the amounts I've got. People keep thinking, oh, go back to sleep. Trump's saying, oh, yeah, get ready. We only do this once a year. I'm doing it every few months now. It's 30 to 40% off all the high-quality, storable foods that are fresh, produced right here in America by My Patriot Supply. They already had the lowest prices out there. We have their full spectrum. It's drop shipped from them. We have their full catalog. But under InfoWars Select, we can discount it, even though it's the exact same food. Just a different label that gets around contracts. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Super Bowl Vitality is amazing. Concentrated compounds of known herbs and naturally go in there and block all the different things the globalists have been putting out, the estrogen mimickers, all of it. More libido, stamina, you name it. It works like a charm. They'll read the tens of thousands of reviews on different products, on Power Review, third-party sites, linked on InfoWars.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. The new caveman bone broth and turmeric formula that's so amazing is available. There's nothing else like it out there. These are all game-changing products, just like our information's game-changing. So your purchase of the water filtration systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, and more funds an organization dedicated. There wouldn't be anybody out there except Rudge. He doesn't have a big staff like we do. He's putting our stuff out. Wouldn't be anybody out there, but they'll put out the hardcore stuff. You just saw today about Trump with the documents surveilled by Obama and the NSA. Nobody without us. Without you. You are the InfoWar. I salute everyone that's ever supported us, and I ask for your prayers and continued support now more than ever. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We got Mr. Horowitz joining us. We got Roger Stone with breaking news and more. Third hour. Stay with us.
And live.com today.